Blair and Rubio among names on Gaza Board of Peace. Exiled Crown Prince urges world to help protesters topple Iran's government. U.S. Justice Department investigating Minnesota Democrats over alleged obstruction of ICE. Trump threatens new tariffs on countries opposed to Greenland takeover. Paracetamol is safe in pregnancy, says study refuting Trump autism claims. I was hit in the face by pellets. Iranians on border describe violence and more protests. Uganda's president heads for victory as his main rival cries foul. Machado vows to lead Venezuela when the right time comes. CIA director had two-hour meeting with new Venezuelan leader in Caracas. China and Canada announced tariff relief after a high-stakes meeting between Carney and Xi. Myanmar begins defense in landmark genocide case at UN court. U.S. accuses South African military of cozying up to Iran. South Korea's ex-president Yoon be jailed for 5 years over martial law bid landscape beneath Antarctica's ice surface revealed in unprecedented detail. Actor Timothy Busfield charged with sexually abusing boys on set of TV series Man Accused of Murdering Woman and Toddler in Munich Care Attack goes on trial. Julio Iglesias denies sexual assault allegations. Tragic death of Adichie's young son pushes Nigeria to act in health sector failings. Cuba counts cost of alliance after 32 troops killed in Venezuela, a hotline to report vapors and canning. If you're caught, Singapore's e-cigarette crackdown. Under fire from the sea, families in Odessa try to escape Russian barrage. From camouflage to tracksuits, Guinea's junta leader poised to become civilian president. Israel moves yellow line deeper into Gaza. Satellite images show. Trump's Fed fight looks like something from another country. Why is there so much international interest in Greenland? Anger and frustration, BBC reports from Iranian-Armenian border. Who is Reza Pahlavi, the son of Iran's last Shah? What happens in space during a medical emergency? Morocco celebrates AFCON win. Today is about couscous, not jollof. Exclusive, U.S. moving fast to expand Chevron's Venezuela license. Energy Secretary Wright tells Reuters. White House seeks emergency power auction for largest U.S. electric grid. U.S. not currently considering using Venezuelan oil in exchange to fill strategic reserve. Energy Department says oil prices settle up as U.S. begins holiday weekend. International oil companies push for quick reforms in Venezuela to give them control over oil exports. U.S. Energy Department explores Venezuelan oil exchange for SPR, Reuters. Kyiv has only half of the electricity it needs, Mayer says. Canada's Carney hails warmer ties with China and signs energy pact. BAFA says silver is vastly overvalued, but retail demand could lift it to $170. Ukraine able to meet only 60% of electricity need after Russian attacks. Southern California Edison sues Los Angeles County, others over Eaton fire. Netflix, Warner Bros. Bonds among $100 million purchased by Trump. NVIDIA suppliers halt H200 output after China blocks chip shipments, FT reports. Wall Street ends little change before long weekend. U.S. rail regulator says Union Pacific, Norfolk Southern merger filing incomplete. Google asks U.S. judge to defer order, forcing it to share data while it appeals. California demand Musk's XAI stop producing sexual deepfake content. Top U.S. immigration judge says bond hearings should be denied despite court rulings, documents show. Exclusive, TikTok to tighten age checks in Europe as regulators ramp up pressure. U.S. manufacturing production rises on primary metals surge. Outlook unclear. U.S. home builder sentiment eases in January amid affordability constraints. Industrial production steady, outpaces forecasts. Canadian housing starts rose 5.6% in 2025 as December beats expectations. Deutsche Bank raises UK GDP growth forecast for 2026. Iran protests abate after deadly crackdown, residents and rights groups say.